a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
The middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Thursday night edition of the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It is the 6th of December, 2007. Glad that you are with us for the broadcast night. It is open lines tonight. Tomorrow night on the program, we will have Dr. Nick Begich on the program. He's going to be with us for both hours. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. And I've always enjoyed listening to Nick over the years. I've heard him on Coast to Coast AM. I used to be a regular listener to his program when he was here on RBN. And looking forward to him coming on the program tomorrow night. Again, he'll be with us here for both hours. So phone the neighbors and wake up the dog. That's going to be a good show tomorrow night to wrap up the week. Last night's show was a great show. And we managed to get out some new information and some kind of, you know, extra stuff that we haven't done before in the previous micro shows. So if you didn't get to listen to our show last night on micro broadcasting, head over to republicbroadcasting.com or .org rather, and grab the archive and take a listen to it. This is a huge way. I keep saying this. This is so big on how you can come in and help turn our country around. Because things are going fast and furious. And so take a listen to that program. Chat rooms are open at both republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. And I think if all goes well this weekend, I think Midnight Rider, the Midnight Rider Show website will probably get a makeover. And I have a listener by the name of William has been making me logos, and he's made so many, and they're so cool. I can't put them all up, and so I'm going to get something built to where those logos will rotate, where you can just see all the work that he's done, and make some changes to the site and add some things to it that I think will you make it better, make it a nice little destination for people to go to get information, especially information about the show and that type of thing. So that's something that we'll be hopefully maybe working on this weekend if everything goes right. See, I have learned with my life that if I set something in stone, it ain't happening. But there's a lot of things that could change that plan. So, but a rebuild of that site is certainly in the offing. And I mean, I put the thing up so fast. I think I built it in like, well, you really want to know, about 35 minutes. And it looks it. It deserves better. It deserves better. You deserve a better site as well. And so we'll be working on making that better. The number tonight, if you want to join us. Oh, also, yeah, the Midnight Rider Show chat room is there. My email address, if you'd like to reach me, is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. Our telephone lines tonight are open. If you want to join us about any subject tonight, there's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Back in a flash. You've got the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
There's a problem with Heather's iron, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers hit the ground.
Here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So glad to be here. I just love doing this show. It's like the fastest 2 hours of my day. It literally goes by that fast. It's like we start, boom, we're done. And that in large part is to you and your participation of the program that makes this so very, very worthwhile. And worth coming back for night after night, just to talk to people, the exchange of ideas and thoughts. I mean, it's very, very cool. And, I'm happy and, feel very privileged, to be a part of this, to be a part of this movement in just a small way. Just to be able to add my voice to a ever growing chorus of people that are standing up for truth and freedom and liberty. And it's very cool. All right, the Ron Paul campaign got an update here. We're at $10,745,109.67. Donations seem to have kind of slowed down a little bit. think everybody is gearing up for the 16th. And I know that I'm going to be popping my 100 in that day on the 16th. So that's going to be very cool. There's a lot of talk on there already about Ron Paul already doubling the $4 million that was raised back on the $4.3 million that was raised back on November 5th. So that's very cool. I've got some audio of Ron Paul on a network called G4, which is kind of a techno network. Does a lot of game stuff. Even runs old Star Trek, so there's some hope for him. And he was on there, and was a nice little interview. We're going to try to play some of that for you here tonight, and a lot more on the program. But $10,745,109.67. And if you haven't registered yet, you know that you're going to give the money on the 16th. You need to go to TeaParty07 and put your email address in. And you're not going to get spammed or anything like that. And that lets them know that, boom, another one said, hey, I pledged to do this. And just drives those numbers up. In fact, I'm not checked in the last day or so what the numbers are there. But I can as we speak. And I will. Most certainly. We've got 26,400 pledges as of 7:40 Central Time this evening. So I'm sure that there's been more there doing that. But that gives them an idea of what's going. We got 9 days, 51 minutes, and 34 seconds until the start of the big 16th and the Tea Party. So it's going to be very, very cool. And I guess the blimp, the flight plan for the blimp has been released. I think we talked about that the other night, and on one of my shows. I just don't know. But the blimp is really cool, and I think that's going to be a fun thing to have up in the air. I think the money has been pledged for that, and so I think it's ready to go. If I am wrong, somebody please correct me. But that's just so cool, and I can't wait to see that thing pop up. I would love to see it fly over here in Oklahoma City. That would draw some attention here. You know, it's kind of like, well, we're backwoods folks, you know. It's what everybody thinks. You live in Oklahoma? I mean, I've literally had somebody from New York once ask me if I lived in a teepee and if we rode horseback. Uh-huh. Well, we just might sometimes. If we want to, we could. That's a very cool thing about it. We are not confined, so... Very, very cool. All right, Mouseketeer roll call time. Here on the program, in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, we have Alan, Calvin, Catherine, Fresh, John G, DDI. I don't know what the DDI means. He's going to have to tell me what that means. John G underscore DDI, Lost Dog, Mona Montgomery, RBN Manny, ensconced. In the RBN chat room right now. Keeps an eye on things. Keeps the flow of the show going. Doing a great job. And then we've got Wolf in there as well. All right. And then in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Amoral Fat, D. Alistair, David B., Doug, Fates Web, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, Josh Lee, LG Man, Low Tech, Mac, Michael, Mike S., Mike CTW, Rob Bishop, Rob Chowda, and Smoking Guns. All the way from across the pond in the middle of the night, there is Smoking Guns. Thanks, everybody, for participating in the chat room and being a part of things here on the broadcast tonight. So very cool. Always like that. And a lot to get into. The hate crime bill, that portion of the legislation in H.R. 1585 has been pulled. It is no more. There's a chance it'll come back next year. They've had, oh gosh, how many times have they tried this? Like five or six times. I was counting today how many times I've talked to Ted Pike about this issue specifically. today, and I think I'd come up with five or six times, and that's just within the last year that we've had shows regarding this. And they keep this coming and keep it coming and keep it coming. So we should expect it again next year. I don't think that there's going to be any difference. And next year, these guys are going to keep bringing it on back. And the immigration bill will reappear next year. Our job is far from done, folks. We're going to have to stay on these critters and stick to them like glue and keep informing them and telling them, hey, you know, this is how it is. It's our way or the highway. I personally think we ought to send them all home. Send everybody in Congress home, all 435 of the Jamokes. Say, bye-bye. And then get a third of the senators. Bye-bye. 2 years from now, hey, the House of Representatives not doing what they're supposed to do. Bye-bye. Take out another third of the Senate. Bye-bye. Just keep doing that until they're all gone. And then eventually they'll start getting the idea, oh, wait a minute. I'm actually a public servant here. This is not a big career move. And, we're definitely due for some shakeup. And I think, you know, we've got to use the ballot box. We've got to have patriots running for office, folks. Infiltrate these parties. And to take our message to the people in your local area, even if you're running for dog catcher, I think that's a big, huge start. Let's take a telephone call. Richard in Texas, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Midnight Rider. I tell you what, you're really singing my song. I've been talking about, you know, hey, vote out incumbents and all this stuff for years down here in Austin. And so what we've done is it's such a soundbite culture that we've created a soundbite term to try to get that idea and that thought across. And here in Austin, we're going to call it the primary bomb.
There you go.
The primary bomb. And that's vote out all these incumbents in these primaries, whether they're Democrat or Republican, whatever they are. You know, granted, there's a few exceptions, but I can't even think of maybe except for one, and that's Ron Paul. But let's vote them all out, and let's call it the primary bomb. Make your signs up. Put it on your Ron Paul sign, primarybomb.com, primarybomb.com. And that's where that idea is laid out. And also about that blimp, you were talking about the Ron Paul blimp a little while ago.
Yeah.
They're a little bit short on money. They had some bogus pledges in that first website they threw up. So we need folks to go to that website, ronpaulblimp.com. ronpaulblimp.com. They can link through to. They can go to primarybomb.com. I've got a link on there for the Ron Paul blimp as well. So either way, they can get there. But go to that ronpaulblimp.com website. And let's pony up a little bit of bucks because, Mike, that's going to be millions upon millions upon millions of dollars worth of PR.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And can you imagine the face on Hillary and Rudy and Mitt and now the big front runner, Huckabee? Oh, he's got a blimp. We need one of them.
Well, you know, they're going to have to cough it up and pony it up out of their own campaigns because
exactly.
their people – See, that's another beautiful part about this story is it's a spontaneous gathering of Ron Paul supporters making this happen outside of the official campaign.
Right.
It's just an incredible story, and even if you give $25 or $50 or whatever, you can say you were a part of making it happen. I personally did $100, and I'm probably going to, you know, I can't afford it. I'm just a cab driver, but you know what? I'm probably going to do more before this tomorrow's out because they need it to make this happen.
Yeah, Richard, that's kind of one of the places where we're at here. We can either just sit around here and moan and groan about it, or we can start taking action and putting our money where our mouth is. That's one way of doing it.
Well, absolutely, and you know, another inexpensive way to do it is the blimp. But you know, vote these rascals out. What kind of message would that send if, like you said, if out of 435 House Representative members, even if we just sent 50 or 100 freshmen, I mean, that's a shot across the bow big time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hold on a second, Richard. We're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're Open lines tonight on the Midnight Rider. We've got Richard Reeves from down in Austin on the phone with us. We'll come back and talk with him a couple more minutes. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us for the Thursday night edition. Don't forget tomorrow night, Dr. Nick Begich on the program. We'll talk about heart, mind control, all kinds of good stuff, and find out what he's been up to as of late. We're talking with Richard Reeves in Austin, Texas. Richard, what's going on down there with the fight against the North American Union? You know, this stuff that doesn't exist, but yet they're building it anyway.
That's right. I've spent 3 years in the fictitious battle. Little did I know that I'd just spent 3 years in this fictitious battle. I've actually got a cable TV access show, and our primary focus of the show has been about the usurpation of existing roads, converting them to toll roads, and also the battle about the Trans-Texas Corridor. And an Achilles heel for this Trans-Texas Corridor is SH-130. For the folks, especially in Texas, down here, this SH-130 project that goes from Georgetown, Texas, down to Seguin, Texas, the portion that goes from Lockhart, Texas, to Seguin has been contracted out to Cintra. And they're basically unofficially calling that the first leg of the Trans-Texas Corridor. And so to my knowledge, that's the only part of the Trans-Texas Corridor that there may be ground broken on. I need to drive out there and physically look at it and check it. But to my knowledge, not a shovel of dirt has been turned over yet on the official Trans-Texas Corridor, but there may be out there. So anyway, that's the Achilles heel that we need to work on is SH-130. We need to contact those state reps and state senators that are over that area between Lockhart and Seguin and get them, get a fire lit under them to get that contract rescinded, because that's exactly what happened in North Central Texas on that SH-121. Is Cintra had the contract for SH-121. However, a bunch of us activists went down to the state legislature, including myself, and we got those politicians from the Dallas-Fort Worth area up in arms about SH-121 going to Cintra, and so they rescinded that contract with Cintra.
Well, that's very good. That's very good. Now, as, now on this other one, what was the one, the first one you mentioned? 130?
SH-130, State Highway 130.
And now, has there been any property seized by eminent domain yet in that area?
Oh, for SH-130, definitely. I think they've got a few problems getting all the property they need on that stretch that I'm talking about between Lockhart and Seguin.
Yeah.
But I know they're working on it. Now, SH-130, parts of it already exist. The part from Georgetown to US 290 East, which is just, it connects just east of Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, that part of the road already exists, so the eminent domain has already been achieved in that area. But they're working on, like I said, between US 290 down to Lockhart. They're working on that right now as we speak. There is construction heavily going on through there. But then this other portion from Lockhart to Seguin is the part that's contracted out to Cintra. And like I say, that's where we need to get that canceled. The Cintra contract that was canceled up on SH-121, that went to the North Texas Turnpike Authority. So unfortunately, it's still a toll road, but at least it's a publicly run and publicly controlled toll road. And it's like I told Rick Williamson, the chairman of the Texas Transportation Commission, at least if it's a publicly run toll road, when the people of Texas finally wake up and get mad, they can get their doggone road back.
Right. Yeah, most certainly. And don't allow people down there to do what the people of Oklahoma did with the turnpikes that they have here. There were two initially. They got paid off, and the people of Oklahoma allowed them to be – they were supposed to be turned into free roads, allowed the state government to maintain them as toll roads so they could build additional turnpikes. Don't allow that to happen down there.
Right. See, that's the exact scam they're trying to pull off here as well. We need to toll these so we can build other road projects, other transportation projects. And that's where they have a big loophole, especially in 2001. They passed a state amendment back in 2001, and that was the big loophole they had in that amendment. It said toll roads to help fund other transportation projects. And so I would assume, and it appears that would include helping to fund the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Right.
See? And so they're claiming. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead and finish your point. I was gonna kind of make a little wrap up there. Go ahead.
Well, they're claiming that the toll road money will be used for other local roads and all that. But you know how it is. They'll just use the accounting tricks, and they'll end up shipping a lot of that money in the Trans-Texas Corridor, because a lot of these toll roads that they're building right now, it turns out they've got traditional transportation tax dollars in them already. The George Bush Turnpike up in Dallas-Fort Worth area, $850 million of tax dollars in that road.
Wow. That's incredible. Richard, roll off some websites real quick, because I know we've got new listeners all the time down there. Websites that they can go to, because I know there's probably a lot of people, although they see it on the news, don't know how to get active.
Okay. Well, theprimarybomb.com to get with the blimp program,
right,
and the Ron Paul campaign, and also TexasTollParty.com to learn more about the toll road issue. TexasTollParty.com.
Excellent. Richard, thanks for being on the program and calling in. I appreciate your activism and your work down there. Keep it up, buddy. It's all very important what they're doing down there, because it does affect us all. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com, and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Love come quick. Love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick. Just as long as they hurt you, there are thieves.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, the number 800-313-9443 on this open line Thursday night if you want to join us. The reason I had Richard go into that, you know, this is a show that it's heard worldwide. But what is happening right now in Texas with this Trans-Texas Corridor and the North American Union, NAFTA Superhighway, Sintra, and these groups, it affects us all. And it's important that we remain aware of what's going on. Unfortunately, where I'm at in Oklahoma, we've got a state legislature that has been standing up to these fools, this thing that doesn't exist. There's a new Newsweek article out demonizing Ron Paul and saying that Ron Paul's making it up, And in the article, they admit that there's going to be property seized by eminent domain, that Centra is involved in it. They admit all of it, but yet it's a conspiracy theory. And the lady had a ton of her facts wrong. And literally in their comment section, a good friend of mine posted. And, I mean, she was lit up. There wasn't one comment that I saw that was supportive of her, because the article was just a slam and a slander at Ron Paul. But according to truthnews.us, that's one of Alex's news sites with Kurt Nimmo over there. And Kurt Nimmo's a great writer. I've interviewed Kurt a number of times, and he's an excellent journalist. This from truthnews.us is, according to Google Trends, if the election happened today, Ron Paul would be the next U.S. president. In a competition between Hillary Clinton, Ron Paul is the most searched for presidential candidate in the 2008 election. What CNN doesn't realize, what the neocons don't realize, is that Google is all-powerful, even beyond them. Google Trends accurately predicted the last U.S. president, Hoofhead W. Bush. Will Ron Paul's popularity continue to rise and spread? We hope so, and I think it's going to. I think this upcoming money bomb on the 16th is going to be huge, because I think a lot of people are saving their pennies and they're waiting to get their donation in, and so that's going to be very big. And I'm with Richard, and his site primarybomb.com. You can go there and he's talking about getting rid of incumbents, and I think this is I believe Ron Paul is the start. And I believe with each passing day, Ron Paul's chances of winning are greater. But at the same time, I understand that the message is the overriding thing. It's the message. And this is very, very cool. Okay, it says, we must receive $200,000 in sponsorships by midnight on Friday. For the blimp to be in Boston by December 15th. So please sponsor the Ron Paul blimp tour now. It's very cool. And the blimp idea is a great idea. But the fact that they got some bogus donations, they go forward and try to make this. So $200,000 by tomorrow night. Got to get in. And so you might want to go to ronpaulblimp.com, and Richard's got a link for it at his site at primarybomb.com as well. Chris in the Midnight Rider Show chat room is saying that the NAFTA Superhighway was on How's It Made on the National Geographic Channel tonight. I'm sure this is to make trade better for Americans everywhere. Oh, your Barbie dolls made in China are going to get there quicker, girls. G.I. Joe will be on the shelves earlier, boys. And those Wii machines, the little game machines everybody loves, it costs an arm and a leg, they'll be there sooner. And cheaper prices. This is the stuff that just riles me and makes me insane. I mean, if you listen to my afternoon program today, I was just lit up like a Christmas tree. And it honestly is not going to take me much to end up just like it. That I can assure you. But we've got the hate bill defeated, which I think is a big step. And again, they found out that, hey, we're here, we're out here, and we ain't putting up with this crap. So you better back off. And the Democrats in the House found out that they weren't just a few votes short. They were 40 votes short of being able to pass it in the House. So they struck the language of the hate bill from this defense appropriations bill that they're trying to get through to continue to fund the war. And again, you know, it was like, hey, I thought we were going to bring the troops home. No, can't do that. Hillary says 2013. Oh, wow. Oops, did we say that? Oh, you weren't supposed to talk about that. No. But the hate bill has been soundly defeated again. And now there's another bill. I mean, these people are going fast and furious with this stuff. And it is, is up to us to let these jokers know that, hey, we are not going to put up with the stuff. Sorry, we're just not going to play these games anymore with you. U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday overwhelmingly approved a bill saying that anyone offering an open Wi-Fi connection, it's a wireless internet connection, they offer it to the public, they must report illegal images, including obscene cartoons and drawings, or face fines up to $300,000. That broad definition would cover individuals, coffee shops, libraries, hotels, and even some government agencies that provide Wi-Fi. It also sweeps in social networking sites, domain name registrars, internet service providers, and email service providers, such as Hotmail and Gmail, and it may require that the complete contents of the user's account be retained for subsequent police inspection. Before the House vote, which was a lopsided 409-2, folks, 409-2, representative out of Texas, he's a Democrat, Nick Lampson, held a press conference on Capitol Hill with John Walsh. Of course, we got to trot him out because this is, of course, for the children. Got to protect the children. And John Walsh, the host of America's Most Wanted, and Ernie Allen, head of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Allen said the legislation called the Securing Adolescents from Exploitation Online Act, or SAFE Act, will ensure better reporting, investigation, and prosecution of those who use the Internet to distribute images of illegal child pornography. The SAFE Act represents the latest in Congress's efforts, some of which have raised free speech and privacy concerns, to crack down on sex offenders and internet predators. One bill introduced a year ago was even broader and would have forced websites and blogs to report illegal images. Another one would require sex offenders to supply email addresses and instant messaging user names. And then they've got a whole set of fines for all of this. And so basically anyone providing an electronic communication service or remote computing service to the public learns about the transmission or storage of information about certain illegal activities or an illegal image must register their name, mailing address, phone number, and fax number with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's cyber tip line and make a report to the cyber tip line and must include any information about the person or internet address behind the suspect activity and the illegal images themselves. And that's so broad too. I mean, if you've got a wireless router in your home, and I do, I have the ability to be in my home in another part of the house and be wireless. That would make me responsible. Say somebody comes over or somebody hijacks the Wi-Fi, I would be responsible. But here's a greater problem of all of this. Two things here. It further removes any responsibility from parents to watch over their kids. One, to make sure they're not seeing this stuff, and two, that they're not talking to sexual predators. But again, this is the nanny state, and it takes a village, as Hillary said, a government village. If the easy way to get rid of a lot of this is to start taking these websites off. Get rid of them. I mean, they're not just exchanging this stuff by email. There are actual sites out there, I'm sure, that have this stuff. And people are visiting them. So go find them and take them down. If you can pull the images off the computers and see that they have them, then you know where they got them from. So go take the sites down. Oh, well, that makes too much sense, and we'd lose our issue here. Can't have it. This is for the children, don't you remember? No, you're again trading liberty and freedom for the sense of security. The government cannot protect you. The government cannot protect your child, nor do they want to. They'll tell you they want to, but they have no intentions of protecting your child. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And now we're going to have to go back again to the Senate, then have to get on the telephone again and tell these idiots, no. You know, there's law on the books already to go after these guys and to deal with these guys. And instead of giving these guys rehabilitation and that kind of stuff, if you want to eliminate the problem with sexual predators, take them out back, put a 30-cent bullet in their head. Get it over with. Because you know they cannot be rehabilitated. I mean, how many times have these people gotten out and get a hold of a kid? Next thing you know, the kid is dead. Oh, yeah, you can notify people in the area all day long, but hey, it's a problem. You know they can't be corrected, so get it done. I mean, just that or let them turn themselves on each other. Stick them out somewhere and build a big high fence. Say, okay, boys, have at it. I prefer the 30-cent bullet theory, though. But get on the phone to Congress and let them know again that we are not going to put up with this. Look, I'm not for child porn. But I'm not for people spying on each other. I don't want to, you know, if I set up a laptop and I'm sitting there having a cup of coffee somewhere, I don't want to be spied on. And that's just going to be the start of it. Well, it works so successful here. What about if, what if you get a little love note from your wife and it's a little risque? Oh my gosh, it's going to be obscene. They're going to continue to change the definition of what obscene is or what this is and what that is. Ooh, he's talking about freedom and constitution. Oh my gosh, he's a terrorist. Quick, get out and get the Homeland Security down here. And it just starts. It starts small and it builds and it builds and it builds. Carol in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I see that they're throwing Rudy to the wolves. Did you see that?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that. As a matter of fact, I knew that he and Huckabee were teaming up together, but now that Huckabee's kind of the big dog, I guess maybe that deal's over. Tell me what's going on.
No, Rudy's finished. He Oberman, is that his name, Keith Oberman? He did a piece on, I don't know, I saw it on YouTube on Freedom Forum where they're blaming Rudy for being with the terrorist. And you got to see this. And also they name names and then they go on. Of course, their final person that they pull over to is Ahmadinejad. That's so they can, we got an excuse to go into Iran because he was in with 9/11.
Right.
But you got to see that YouTube. Everybody asked
that piece. I have seen that piece where this you've got an Arab prince who comes over here, and Giuliani welcomes him the whole nine yards. His brother's intimately involved with 9/11, and the guy comes over and brings a big donation. I think really later on, after people here in this country get wildly upset, has to return the money. But yeah, I mean this guy is so dirty and crooked. I mean look. Look at who his police commissioner is. This is Bernard Kerik, Yahoo.
Yeah, but they can't blame this all on Rudy. I mean, that's one way of trying to let George Bush off the hook for 9/11 and to go into Iran.
Oh, I'm not blaming it all on Rudy, but the problem is Rudy's a worm.
Yeah, he's a worm. They're all worms.
Yeah.
In fact, they're lower than that, if they get any lower.
Yeah, I mean, we're being polite.
Yeah. But
yeah, we're certainly polite.
But I thought this was Bush's way of saying, yeah, look at Ahmadinejad was behind 9/11. I mean, they pulled it with Iraq and got away with it. Now they're trying it with Iran. But, you know, those people, there's a couple factions of the New World Order, and they're fighting each other. And they'll even eat their own. You know,
oh, yeah, most
they'll
certainly.
Even do their own. They don't care.
I mean, look at how many of these congressmen they've set out to dry. Those guys have done their job, raised the money that they needed raised, and done their bit. And when they're done, we found out he likes little boys.
Well, I want to see my two go. I call him Piggy Phil English. He needs to go because he likes, I won't say what he likes, but you said it. And and Inspector McSpector needs to go.
He has to go.
He's past due.
The magic bullet.
Yep, he's past due, way past due. But you know what I think is going to happen when Ron Paul gets in? A lot of them are jumping ship right now, but they're going to be leaving Congress in droves in the Senate. You watch.
Well, yeah, a lot of them will, and a lot of them now, like Trent Lott's leaving because he wants to leave before laws regarding lobbyists and former members of Congress change, so he can get out now and become a lobbyist to make a lot of money and be grandfathered in.
Not only that, but the magazine man has dirt on Trent that he's going to bring.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Going to be bringing out.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it seems like that he and Larry Craig are willing to share the same stall, if you will.
Well, there's more of them. There's a lot of them there, and it seems it's so prevalent in the Republican Party, but also in the Democrats, but more so.
Yeah, more so in the Republican Party.
Yeah. By the way, the other night I told you how to make coconut oil, and I forgot to tell your wife. I take it that was your wife.
Uh huh.
And the juice you get off of the coconut.
Oh, hold on right there. We're going to take a break. So hold on. We'll pick that up on the other side, and we'll let you fill us in. This is the Midnight Rider. John in New York, we'll get to you after Carol. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You remember me when the west wind.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Open lines tonight. I'm glad you're here. We're talking with Carol in Pennsylvania. Now, the other night she told us how to make coconut oil.
Now,
and she's
got
an addendum to that. Go ahead, Carol.
The juice off of the coconut, don't throw it away. You can either drink it, which is really good for you if you can stand it, which I couldn't, or put it in a, I don't drink wine, but I collect a lot of wine jugs.
Right.
Put it in a wine jug, let it ferment and make vinegar out of it. All you got to do is put it in, set it in a dark place and let her ferment. And it'll first turn to alcohol, then it'll turn to vinegar.
Now, does it taste good as coconut vinegar?
I never made it. I didn't make it. I didn't think to do it at the time. I made apple cider vinegar instead, and I never thought to do that, but you can do that with a coconut liquid.
Very cool.
And I just read tonight where the pectin we're using in our jellies has MSG in it. I just am floored when I read that.
There's
sources of making your jelly. Crab apples, plant a crab apple tree. You can use the crab apples to thicken your jelly.
Uh-huh.
Or I believe, and I don't have my book here, my notes, but I think thistles you can, I think it's thistles. I may be wrong that you can thicken your jelly with that.
Well, very cool.
But just a tip or two, because it may come down to that we have to do that. And anybody that makes homemade bread, you do not need sugar to make that yeast work, because I don't use sugar in my bread, and I get some loaves in the summertime are just so big that I have a hard time slicing them, and one slice will make three sandwiches. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about the liquid from the coconut. But another night, I'll give you another little goodie.
Yeah, we'll just name a segment, Carol's Corner.
Well,
or Carol's Kitchen.
Yeah, I got to find my notebook because there's so many things that people can do. You know, the young kids don't even know what a canning jar is.
No.
25 years old, a kid asked my girlfriend, he says, what's that and what's it for? And that's sad. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, Carol, thanks for the call. Yeah, okay. You know, there are so many people who do not know any of this that they just look at you like, huh, you used to make your own butter? I can't believe that. We go to the grocery store. Listen, I heard a kid ask once, where's milk? And somebody said, where's milk come from? Grocery store? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, there you go. You're going to be great along with the New World Order. Thank you very much. People don't know the basics. I'd mentioned this Vietnamese grocery store that we'd gone to where they were cutting the meat right there. And my son was freaked out by it. He said, well, I don't want to go back there. I said, why? I said, because they're cutting the meat out there. I'm having to see all that. I said, dude, that means what you're getting is fresh. Oh, means it's better. And I mean, we cooked some of this meat up last night for some spaghetti. And oh, my gosh. No fat. Just incredible stuff. I was just, whoa, man, this is good stuff. And that spaghetti turned out really, really good. For Miss Kimberly's birthday. That's what she wanted, so that's what we cooked up last night. That was some good, good, good stuff. All right, top of the hour break coming up right around the corner. We'll come back. Going to grab John in New York, who is patiently waiting. And you can join us as well. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Our chat room's open at republicbroadcasting.org and at themidnightridershow.com. Back in flash.